Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture recently announced most of the details regarding the latest trade assistance package. The package includes $14.5 billion in direct farmer assistance. Chris Galen is the Senior Vice President of Membership Services and Strategic Initiative for the National Milk Producers Federation. He says there are some good news in the package for dairy farmers.
We know that dairy farmers are going to be paid at a rate of 20 cents per hundredweight. Now, the good news is that's up from the 12 cent per hundredweight payment rate that they got last year in the first go-round of the MFP program. What we don't know at this point is the production history that will be multiplied against that 20 cents. Is it going to be 100% of a farm's production history? I think the answer to that is no, but we don't have the specifics right now. In all likelihood, it's going to be half of that farm's production history will be the initial payment, and then the other 50% of the money will be divided between two following installments that will go out later this year and potentially over the winter time.
Galen says farmers should head to their local FSA office to find out more of the details on the Market Facilitation Payment Program, including how to sign up. The sign-up period starts today and goes until December 6th. However, there's another reason to make the visit to your local FSA office.
Coincidentally, of course, there's still sign-up available for the new Dairy Margin Coverage Program, and that runs through September 20th. So if dairy farmers still haven't explored their options under the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, it's a good time now, if you're going to sign up for the MFP payments, to also then consider your options for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. On that point, we know that already more than 13,000 dairy farms have enrolled in the DMC, and the farmers that have signed up are now qualified for $145 million in payments. So dairy farmers right now can go to their county FSA offices and dip out of two wells. One, of course, is the DMC program, and the other are these MFP payments that were just announced in late July.
Galen says another big development in Washington, D.C. was Congress passing a two-year budget bill before they adjourned for the August recess. While it doesn't directly affect agriculture, Galen says that it could have a positive impact on ag when Congress reconvenes.
It removes almost entirely the prospect of a budget battle later this year or even into 2020. And so what that means from a practical standpoint is that if the House, the Senate, and the White House don't have to wrangle over financial issues, it gives them then time to focus on other things that we really want them to do. At the top of that list is passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.